Hello and welcome to episode 36 of Booze Podcast, and this is take two.
Yes.
Episode 36.
That's I'm Sam. Okay, I was going to say that's Sam, and y'all know I'm Ollie. And yeah, we are back, and thank you for being so patient with us. I don't know, the technology gods were not in our favor, working in our favor last week. But then again, I was thinking it's Memorial Day weekend. I'm sure, hopefully, if you are working, you got the day off and you didn't have to get stuck in any traffic and any of that. So I'm hoping for that. I'm hoping y'all had a peaceful, restful weekend.
And if you went over anywhere, I hope you wore a mask.
That's true. Yeah, so I said peaceful and restful, like in your home. But
yeah. Did you see that clip? I don't remember where, but it was in Texas. It was a lake in Texas, and it was just covered in people. Like, you couldn't, like, move your arms out because there were just so many people just in the water.
Where was that? I can't remember now. I feel like I saw so many clips of that, of strangers being that close in proximity. And I know I'm over here preaching, and, like, I went to go visit Gabriel's family, but they're in West Texas, like, they're super secluded. Like, I'm more worried about bringing something to them, even though, like, I haven't gone anywhere. So, in West Texas, like, there are probably 2 cases in the largest city in that area. And that's not even...
So, it's super confined.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you go too far.
Well, there's a difference from, like, seeing family and just going out willy-nilly into the wild and...
Oh, yeah, like, being close... Yeah, like, I said, being close to, like, strangers like that.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, not right now, guys.
I don't know. When? Like, I don't even know. I don't think this is ever gonna end.
It's gonna be a while.
It's gonna be a long while.
I heard it's supposed to spike up again in September from reports. So, we'll see. We will see.
You did. Oh, how was your birthday?
It was good. It was good. I got my little chicken skull now.
Oh, it's okay. It's a chicken. I was wondering what it was.
Yeah, I'll post a picture of you guys. I'll post a picture of it so you guys can see. But no, my birthday was good. I worked. My bad. I hope that didn't capture on.
No, I couldn't even hear it.
Okay. I worked on my birthday, so that was fine. It was like it was so dead at the morgue. Pun intended, I guess. And, what was I going to say? I literally sat there for, like, the last 4 hours of my shift just playing Animal Crossing. So, that's how that went. And then Matt ordered sushi, which he didn't really like it. So,
oh, did you get it from Kobe?
No, we got it from Sushi Zushi. Zushi Sushi? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, their katsudon was really good, but everything else was kind of just, like, meh. But, I mean, I enjoyed my stuff. And then we put on the live action of Lion King, and I fell asleep. And that was, like, my birthday because I was so tired. And then I worked Monday, and then I was off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so, which is today. And we went hiking and stuff. We went to that, you know when we did the trip around San Antonio and we were going to go to that, like, haunted tower? The Camacho.
Oh, I know. It was like a park.
Yeah. So we ended up hiking that. It wasn't even like a hike. It was like a 2-mile little trail. And I got some pictures of it. Nothing spooky, though, but I will be sure to post that, too. Yes. That was fun. We took Chewy. And Chewy's the type of dog that once he's tired, he'll throw himself on the ground and he just cries. He doesn't want to keep going.
So oh, like, I did see some pictures of that.
Yeah, so we were like... not even a fourth of the mile in, and he just starts crying, and we're like, dude, like, come on, you need some exercise to get out of the house. So we get to the half mile mark, and I try to give him some water, and, like, I put some water on the ground to see if he'll drink it from the ground, because he just didn't want any from the little dog bowls that they supplied. So he laid in the water and just cried. So Matt picked him up and, like, slung him over his shoulder for the next other half of the mile. Chewy was just hanging out on Matt, like, being held and all this stuff. And then Matt wanted to loop around again, so for the second half, we made him walk again, but he was so tired.
That's so funny. And you only brought Chewy with you?
Yeah, we just brought Chewy. He's easy to, like, handle.
Yeah.
Puma's, Kuma like freaks out with strangers and he just gets too stressed out. So he's content just running around the backyard. If he's out in public, he is not comfortable mm-hmm. at all. And Smudge is very barky with people. So if we're like trying to enjoy like a nice hike with and there's people on the trail, she's not enjoyable because she pisses off other people. So so we just walk her around the block. But Chewie's the only one who goes on hikes and he doesn't even like to hike. So he's got to deal with it.
Well, cool. I'm glad you enjoyed your birthday and you got to relax some.
Thanks.
Yeah. And get some cool goodies, some bones and
bones
stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. So speaking of bones, I did send you pictures, and when this release, or I need to upload some pictures I took from this weekend. So I was going from Ballinger to, well, back to Austin, and we go through, like, it's nothing but a bunch of little towns, and there's this one little town, mm-hmm. Brady, that had a bunch of antique shops, and I was telling Gabriel, I was like, stop, pull over, let me peek in real quick, I need, like, a Sam's gift is in there, I know it, and he's like, everything's closed, I'm like, no, it's not, so he pulls over, and, yeah, it's this massive antique shop with, like, it's kind of organized in areas. Like, they had a spot that was kind of, like, circus-themed, which was really creepy because it had, like, sculptures and dummies everywhere and, like, a big stuffed lion. It was very creepy. And then they had, like, a bunch of books, some Nazi-affiliated books, which I was like, I didn't know. Oh, it's only, I think it's only in Germany that it's illegal. I feel like it should be illegal here, but whatever. It's history and antiques, so it was there. And I couldn't understand German, so I don't know what it said.
Were they really pricey?
I don't think the books had the... Oh, no, no. That book specifically was, like, in a glass case. And
I don't think I'd want to own anything.
No, no, I would not. Yeah, I don't know. It's so weird. Like, I was working with a... In my last job, one of the ladies, one of the directors, was like, yeah, we were cleaning out my family's, shed or some of their belongings that were in boxes, and they found, like, Nazi-supporting china, like, fine china with the swastika all over it. And they donated it to a museum, but I was like, holy shit, like, imagine. I guess so. I guess it's, like, coming from people like that, discovering shit like that in their, deceased family members' belongings.
The only way I would ever keep anything that was, like, Nazi-related is if I was, like, a Jewish family member, like, stole that. And there was, like, a story behind how they took it, you know?
Yeah.
But not otherwise, just like, if it was just, like...
check this out. Like, that's weird.
Yeah. But otherwise, if it's just, like, Nazi shit, no.
Just there, yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, so they had a bunch of books. They had... like, it was so big inside, and I was, like, in one corner, and I was walking towards the center, and Gabriel's like, no, you need to come over here, like, this is the spot. And on the other side, like, the front part was, like, old vintage clothes and, like, fashion, mm-hmm. and then back behind it was a little area for, like, taxidermy. There was a bunch of,
so cool.
Like, animals on display and some wet specimens also, and mm-hmm. then they had, like, they had a hospital or, like, a, what do I want to say, a surgical area.
Oh.
Yeah, with, like, old devices used in, yeah, I know.
And that stuff grosses me out, but it's so interesting.
Yeah. Because
I know these people didn't get anesthetic, so it's like, fuck.
Yeah, they had, like, old vials of, I mean, they were empty, but old bottle, like, medicine bottles, and mm-hmm. out on this gurney, this dummy, like, reenacting giving birth, and it was just so creepy. And then I showed you, I'll post this too on Instagram, but there was, like, this little Toy Story-esque doll that it was, mm-hmm. like, the doll body and then, like, a skull head and, like, holding dentures. There was this bowl full of dentures, and so there was one for healthcare, for, like, doctors, old medical devices, and then one area for dentist. So, like, teeth,
dentist tools.
Like, fake teeth, and and it was cool because on the ceiling they had, like, old x-rays, like, over the mm-hmm. light, so you can see the x-rays. And then in this old vault there was optometrist. Yes. Why couldn't I say that? My mouth could not make those sounds. Yeah, with glasses and glass eyeballs. So you can get a pair of glass eyeballs for $50. And then in the back, that's where I showed you, it was like funeral director stuff and like coffins. Oh, they're mainly like baby coffins, which I know is really touchy for some people. And yeah, like old funeral stuff. And it was really cool. It was, I could have stayed in there forever. And then he's like, go check out my wife's antique shop. So I went there, and that place was even more magical. Like, it was, she had it all set up kind of in areas, too. And there was this one, here, I'm going to read it to you, because I'm saving my pennies, because I'm going to go back and get this sign. They had a lot of asylum signs
for sale, cool.
And one of them, let me see.
Well, aren't you worried about ghosts?
Yeah, that's one thing. I'm like, there were some things that were really cool, so I don't think I took a picture of it, but there was this in the funeral area, there was this little box with three different vial or three different like tube like cases, metal cases. And it said it was labeled as last rites box. I don't know what that was. I didn't know what that was.
So last rites are like when a priest comes over and kind of like gives you your last rites and prays with you, and they sprinkle you with holy water, and there's usually a rosary. It's like a big box.
Okay, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had two of those for sale, and I was like, no, there's spirits in those vials. I do not want that. Oh, but they said there were these, like, glass, I guess they would go in the doors, glass signs, and this one said Institute. Oh, sorry. It says Institute for Wayward Young Women, Making Bad Girls Better. And I really wanted that one. But yeah,
it was, how much was that?
They were like $100, which wasn't bad, but we bought a bunch of other shit too.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought a picnic basket.
Cool. Oh, one of those like all-in-one picnic baskets?
Yeah, where you open it and there's little spots for your silverware and little napkins and...
That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to use it.
Now, why don't they combine their antique shops and make one big, giant antique shop?
I think just the space.
Yeah.
Like, the space. At the first one we went to, it was downtown. So you could tell he kind of had to buy three shops.
Oh, shit. Uh-huh.
And then the other one was more like a warehouse.
Oh. Yeah. Do you think they compete? Like, I sold this today.
I don't know. Yeah, I think they probably own both of them together. Yeah. But he was telling me, he's like, so... Because I asked him, like, how long have you had this place? And he's like, oh, 6 years. I'm like, wow, 6 years? Because there's a lot of stuff in there. And he's like, you know, it's so funny. My wife went to a... what did she say? She went to, like, an estate or, yeah, some estate, and the man was an old dentist, and he had a jar full of teeth. And when we started this, she bought it. She bought it for $1, and she came home, and she was like, look what I have, this jar of teeth. And he's like, what? That's creepy.
That's me coming home with dead shit, and Matt's like, really?
Yeah, he's like, I wasn't sure how well it was gonna sell or if it was. Like, it's kind of weird, jar full of teeth. And he said that was the first thing to sell when we opened this place.
Oh.
He's like, people love teeth.
There's a lot of teeth on Etsy. If you want, like, a jar of teeth, you can find it on Etsy for, like, $10.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, these go for like $50 now, like some of the teeth that we find. I'm like, ooh, I don't know. Human teeth like freaked me out. Like, I have an issue with the dentist.
I don't even like seeing my own teeth. Like, when they would fall out, I'm like, that's disgusting. Yeah. Get rid of that.
Yeah, as a kid, I was traumatized at the dentist because I used to have to get a lot of teeth removed. I think for me, it's like when the tooth is connected to the root.
Oh, yeah.
That freaks me out. No.
I've had 8 teeth removed. So, my 4 wisdom and then my canines. They removed all my canines.
Oh, shoot.
I think they said I had extra teeth or some shit like that. So, they pulled out 8. and then it was to the point where they had to like drill into like the jaw to like get my wisdom teeth out because they were just growing all crappy and stuff. So
weird.
I mean, I'm not scared of the dentist. Like, I don't mind going to the dentist. It's just thinking about back then when people didn't have anesthetic.
Oh my gosh, I can't.
And
imagine.
I'm just like, nope.
They just put cocaine on your gums, and you're like, yes, and you're good to go.
I'm here for a bad time.
Yeah.
I will. Speaking of teeth, when I was a little kid, I had a really wiggly tooth, and I wanted to get it out because it was bothering me. Actually, I have two teeth story. So I tied my tooth to a piece of floss, and I tied it to the door, and I slammed the door shut. Mm-hmm. But I guess it wasn't ready yet because it splattered blood all over the door. And my mouth was just, like, spitting blood everywhere, and I'm trying to find my tooth because it, like, flew off. Me and my dad spent, like, 10 minutes looking for that fucking tooth, and my mom was like, why is there blood on the door?
But it did come out.
It came out. And then another time I was chewing gum. Oh, shit. Sorry, guys. I hit the mic. I was chewing gum, and I guess I had a loose tooth, and the gum pulled it out. But the root was still connected to the tooth.
Oh, my God. I would have passed out.
So it was like swinging in my... You know how grandfather clocks, they, like, swing back and forth the little...
Uh-huh.
That's what my tooth was doing.
Oh, my God. That just made me think of another reason I'm not prepared for motherhood or, like, parenthood, because my kid is going to lose a tooth one day, and I'm going to freak out, and it's going to freak them out, and I'm going to traumatize them. I'm going to have to tell Gabriel, like, right now, like, you're in charge of teeth.
No teeth for me.
Just in general. So far, he has smells and teeth. Anything that has to do with smells.
Smells. Teeth. Oh, my God.
I don't know what the hell I'm going to do, but...
Feed. You can feed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Feed and dress.
There you go.
There you go. Goodness gracious. Oh, man.
Ooh.
All right. Well.
Did you watch anything spooky this week? With the rain, did y'all get a lot of...
So much rain. So much rain.
Did it hail?
Actually, the lightning, one of the many times that the lightning went off, it scared the shit out of Smudge.
Aww.
So she was sleeping and just went boom, and she gets up and, like, jumps to her feet and just starts barking everywhere. And I'm like, it's okay, like, relax. But no, we didn't watch anything spooky. The only thing I watched was Lion King, and I fell asleep.
Like, the new Lion King or the old Lion King?
Mm-hmm. Oh. No, the new one.
Is it good at all, or?
It's like the movie, it's just a different way of animated.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I mean, I fell asleep because I was tired and I've already seen The Lion King, but...
Yeah, I've been waiting for it to rain all week. I'm like, please let it rain. So I got super excited when it started raining because I wanted to cuddle up in my bed and watch scary movies. So it started raining, but by the time I got in the shower, ate dinner, sat, I was all situated, it stopped raining. And I couldn't figure out what the fuck I wanted to watch. So
it's supposed to rain again tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know. It looks really cloudy right now, but I haven't checked the weather.
Yeah, it was rolling in pretty fast. I think it's moving like 25 miles an hour right now.
Ooh. Yeah, no, not here. Darn it. But, excuse me. So I got on Shudder, and I watched The Quiet Room. And I thought it was going to be a movie, but it was actually just like a 30-minute short, which was fine with me. And yeah. It's about this man who finds himself in an asylum or like in a mental health, like in a rehab basically. And there is a legend that there is a demon that likes to get people, certain people, and she won't stop until evil spirit in there. But it's actually really good, and it was very interesting, and it was perfect for, it was a quickie. It was perfect. It was like 30 minutes, wham, bam, done. And then I watched Avatar.
How far are you in Avatar?
Like, the first season, like, episode 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not that far.
Do you like it so far?
Yeah, I like it. Gabriel's like, why are you watching Avatar? I'm like, well, I didn't watch it as when I was a kid. Like, yeah. So... I heard it was good, so I'm watching it now. It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's super good. Speaking of Gabriel, where did I go? Oh, I went to At Home, Because I'm redoing our bathroom. I finally finished it. But I was going through this aisle, and it was just a bunch of chickens.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, just roosters.
He tried bringing home some roosters from the antique shop.
And I was like, maybe I should buy him one. But I was like, nah, Ollie would kill me, so buy him a rooster.
I don't even know where all the roosters are. Like, he doesn't put them up. So. All right, are we good now?
Yes.
We situated? Let me get... a little sip. Mmm. That splashed on me. Okay. So did you know that, and this might not be true, I don't know, that Corpse Bride was actually based on a real life story?
Was it really?
Whenever I typed in Corpse Bride true story, I found today's topic.
Oh, wait. Okay. Okay. I know who you're gonna fucking talk about.
Okay, so if you don't know, if you haven't guessed,
which is a great movie, by the way.
Well, yeah, I know it is. I mean, I'm not surprised. Tim Burton is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So today, if you haven't figured it out yet, we are talking about Carl Tanzler, and if that name rings a bell, it is because he, I guess, was the inspiration behind the Corpse Bride. And, I mean, if that doesn't give you enough context, then just hang out and...
I have goosebumps.
Listen to the story. and this is a huge thanks to TikTok, because I follow some creepy stuff, and there's a few that give, like, short 30-second stories, like, scary stories. So when I was scrolling through, I'm like, ah, perfect, my topic. So, we are traveling to Germany for a little bit. So, in 1877, Carl Tanzler was born, and he was from Germany. There's a lot of information on this topic that's, like, maybe or, like, indefinite or kind of just, like, up in the air. We don't know a lot about Carl Tanzler. But we do know that he was German and he was born in 1877. So Tanzler was a radiologist who immigrated to the United States in 1920, where he settled in Zephyr Hills, Florida. I feel like I'm saying that wrong, but it looks like Zephyr Hills, so I'm going to say Zephyr Hills, yeah. Florida, with his wife and two children. So Tanzler took advantage of being new to the area, and he kind of reinvented himself. He introduced himself as a count and presented himself as a former submarine captain and inventor, which we speculate that that's all bullshit. What we do know is he did work in Austria at a time before this and served, or like during World War I. The family did not stay together long. In 1926, Tanzler left his family and took a position at the United States Marine Hospital in Key West, Florida. So he had two young girls, one who died during, like, after the time that he left, and one who lived until 1995. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure she was aware of all the things that her father did in his lifetime.
Damn.
So, I know. Now, I don't know how credible Tanzler ever was, but he claimed that since his youth, he had reoccurring dreams of a beautiful dark-haired woman who was predestined to be his future wife.
I'm about to dye my hair not black anymore.
I don't know. I've been thinking about it, too. And, yeah, Tanzler, like, he had mentioned in the past, like, he had a connection to the spiritual world, and this is why he had these dreams. Like, there were premonitions of his one true love. One day, a patient rolled in the hospital. Sorry. Huh, I sound funny. Let me fix this real quick. Okay, I feel better now.
Okay.
All right. One day, a patient rolled into the hospital Tanzler was working at. To his surprise, it was the woman he encountered in his dreams many times before. The patient's name was Elena, or they called her Helen, Milagro de Hoyos. She was a Cuban-American, Key West-born, 21-year-old. And just to remind y'all all, this man was born in 1877, so he was about twice Elena's age. She was the daughter of a cigar maker and worked as a homemaker and was raised in a very large family. This was literally the woman of Tanser's dreams. However, there was one problem. She was brought to the hospital by her mother due to an illness that was taking over her body. Elena was quickly diagnosed with tuberculosis. Whenever I was writing it and like reading it back, I kept saying like tuberculosis. And I'm like, what is wrong with my uneducated ass?
It's okay. I got a bunch of messages about shrapnel. You know, when we were asking what comes off of a bomb, and I'm like, shrapnel? It's shrapnel. And I got a lot of fucking messages about it.
Oh, I was like, scrap metal?
It happens to the best of us, okay?
It does. Hey, you know what you're signing up for, so. Yeah. Oh, this is no Harvard lecture. But anyways, she was diagnosed with tuberculosis.
Or TB.
Which was, oh, perfect, TB. I'm going to say TB the rest of the time. So this was a death sentence in that period of time, since there was no cure. Tanser was determined to keep the love of his life alive. Disregarding hospital protocol, Tanser created specially made tonics, elixirs, and medicines to save her life. With Elena's parents' permission, Tanser set up an x-ray machine in their home to monitor her progress. At the same time, Tanser was trying to save Elena, or sorry, I'm going to read that a different way. At the same time that Tanser was trying to save Elena's life, he was also professing his love to her.
That's fucking creepy.
I know, and I'm sure this put her in a tight position. Like, here's this man who's trying to save her life, but at the same time, she might have known that the only reason he's doing this is because he is madly in love with her. Yeah. One of the articles that I was reading, and by the way, articles are historydaily.org, allthatsinteresting.com, historydaily.org, and a little sprinkles of Wikipedia to fill in the gaps. But one of the articles, I'm not going to say who, but one of them was like, just as any good doctor would do, he tried to save her life. And I'm like, bitch, nah. Like,
he wanted
if she was
her.
Just a regular, yeah, if she was just a regular patient, he'd be like, ooh, you know, there's really no cure for that. I'm just speculating here. I don't know his life. But I would imagine that this was not out of the goodness of his like career. This was because he was madly in love with her,
and I'm sure if she protested, the help would stop, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. So it because of that, it is unclear how Elena actually felt about him, but articles state she did not reciprocate the romantic feelings that he had towards her. So just because she was the woman of his dreams did not mean that he was the man of her dreams. Because Tanser was twice her age, and I mean, after all, he was a deadbeat husband and father. Like, he left his family.
Yeah.
I don't know if she knew that, but that would be a red flag for me.
Yeah, I mean, and there's nothing wrong with age gaps, but when you're put in a vulnerable position like that, that's not okay, you know?
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with age gaps for sure, but whenever it becomes like a power struggle,
a power play,
yeah. Like, her life was in his hands.
Literally.
But on October 25th, 1931, despite Tanser's efforts, Elena passed away from complications of her illness. Tanser used his own money to pay for her funeral and even went as far as having a custom-made mausoleum for Elena.
Those are fucking expensive.
Yeah, how romantic.
So, do people still die from TB or is there a cure now?
I don't think people I don't know. I'm afraid to say anything now.
Holy shit, you need to take antibiotics for 6 to 9 months.
Jesus. Oh, did you Google it?
Yeah, I just Googled it. Holy shit.
So people still get it?
Huh?
People still get it, or is there a vaccine for it?
People can still get it, because it is a bacterial. Can I kiss a person with TB? Oh, it's not spread through sexual intercourse or kissing or other touching. It is spread through the air from one person to another. Okay, so it's saying you don't get it from kissing, but it says if they cough, speak, or sing, TB bacteria can spread in the air. So I would think kissing, you would still get it, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Weird. But yeah, you can still get it.
Let me see. How to get...
symptoms.
I can't even...
People may experience pain in chest. Pain can occur when breathing. Cough can be chronic or with blood. Whole body has chills, fever, fatigue, loss of appetite, night sweats or sweating. Also common loss of muscles, phlegm, severe unintentional weight loss, shortness of breath, or swollen lymph nodes. Ugh, gross. I didn't realize it was still like a thing.
I guess there's a vaccine for it. Basic TB facts by the CDC. BCG is a vaccine for TB disease. The vaccine is not widely used in the U.S., but is often given to infants and small children in other countries where TB is common. BCG does not always protect people from TB.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but at that time, I guess they didn't know too much, just as we are in this day and age of coronavirus. Yep. Like, we don't know too much. They didn't know too much. Oh, yeah, so TB is not spread by shaking someone's hand, sharing food or drinks, touching bed linens or toilet seats, sharing toothbrushes, or kissing.
But it's spread through the air.
People with TB disease are most likely to spread it to people they spend time with every day. This includes family members, friends, and coworkers or schoolmates.
I still wouldn't want to kiss someone with TB.
Yeah, but we don't know if they were kissing at that time.
Oh, like it was a shh, they're kissing type thing back then?
Wait, what? No, 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 no. I'm just saying, like, we don't know if he was at risk of getting this because... there was probably no physical involvement.
Oh.
She didn't have romantic feelings for him.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were saying, I was reading, because if they cough, like, it's in the air, and then you can catch it. Like, that is what it... So, who knows?
Maybe.
Well, he didn't catch it, so...
He didn't catch it. Yeah, no. Point being, we'll find out at the end how he ended up, or what ended up happening to him, but... yeah, he did not get TB. The love of his life was dying from TB in 1931. All right. So, Tanzer used his own money to pay for her funeral, had a custom-made mausoleum for her, which we just talked about. It's big money. The stone mausoleum had only one key to it, though, which was in his possession.
I fucking hate that.
And the family was not aware of that in the beginning, because, of course, this was all with the permission of his family. Tanzler visited the tomb every day for 2 years. On his visits, he would sing songs and talk to her, and he also claimed that her spirit was there with him, which, I mean, I think it's normal for grief, you know?
Yeah, her spirit would probably tell him to get the fuck out.
Now, the story is already packed with oddities and drama. Like, this whole situation's kind of weird already.
Yeah.
We have a man who leaves his family and starts to spend money on a young woman he claims he saw in his dreams. Started spending money on her after she died. However, just as most of our stories, it gets worse and weirder. In 1933, Tanzler's life took a dramatic turn. He lost his job and seemed to have disappeared, ceasing the daily visits to Elena's grave. Elena's family took notice of the change, but they didn't get too involved in Tanzler's disappearance. They just thought, oh, well, I guess he moved on. But remember how I mentioned that he would have, quote, conversations with Elena? Yeah. Tanzler claimed that one day, Elena's spirit asked him something, a big something. And that something was to take her away from her final resting place. And Tanzler did what he was supposedly told to do. So Tanzler claimed that Elena was telling him to take her away, to take her from the tomb, from the mausoleum.
I have fucking goosebumps again. I hate this story.
It's It's fine. That's why I was just going to drink water, but I was like, no, I need a hard seltzer for this story.
So when I die, and if I go in a mausoleum, you're going to get a copy of the key, and you're going to check on me every month. Make sure I'm still
there. Make sure your body's still there. Oh, gosh. So Elena's family did not realize why Tansler ceased his visits. You know, they thought, okay, he's over and done with. But in April of 1933, Tansler loaded Elena's body into a toy wagon and transported her body to his home.
A toy wagon?
He couldn't I know, you couldn't get her. I know. Like, I guess, who has a toy wagon just laying around? Or did he steal it from his neighbors? We don't know.
If you could buy a mausoleum, you could rent, like, a horse-drawn carriage for, like, an hour.
Well, he also had to be discreet.
Oh, that's true.
Coming out of a cemetery with a body.
But at least you could cover the carriage. If you can't hide a body in a toy wagon.
Sam wants this man to bring a whole horse in. I'm pretty sure they had cars back then.
Well, I'm just imagining, like, you have arms and legs sticking out of the wagon, and he's, like, whistling, like, trying to carry it, like, roll it away.
Yeah, that I don't know. No one caught him because he was able to make it to his house. Ugh. But when Elena passed away, Tansler, of course, hired a mortician to prep the body. But after 2 years, you know, it probably didn't hold up that long. Yeah, you're going to have some decomposition.
So basically, embalming only kind of preserves the body up until, like, for, like, a couple weeks so that the family can view it. And then as moisture and stuff starts getting to the body, because moisture actually takes away the embalming. So as soon as any moisture or anything goes in there, you're going to start decomposing.
This is after 2 years.
Yeah, so she was either a mummified version of herself or mostly bones at this point, I would probably guess.
Yeah, but don't worry, there's pictures.
Oh, I know. I know.
So Tansler, of course, wanted to preserve his love, and I'm assuming he wanted her to look as if she was really there. Tansler moved the body to a makeshift lab that he created in an old repurposed airplane. Weird.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it's hidden, like, it's not suspicious, you know? Maybe they're like, oh, just a refurbished airplane. There couldn't be a lab in there.
How much money does this man fucking have?
I know. Well, he was a radiologist back in the day. I don't know how much they would make. Jesus. But apparently he had money to do all of these things. So the corpse's bones were attached together with piano wire, and he fitted the face with glass eyes. Which you can get for $50 at the antique store. In Brady, Texas. Plug. As the skin of the corpse decomposed, Tansler replaced it with silk cloth soaked in wax and plaster of Paris. So if you don't know what plaster of Paris is, which I don't know, it's building material used to protect moldings and decorative elements of walls and ceilings.
This is giving me major, like, House of Wax vibes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like that scene where they're chipping away at the wax and the dude's just crying.
Yes. Oh. I mean, technically, yeah, because this is the closest thing to that, probably, because there's a real body and skin underneath, and he's just layering it with these materials.
Ugh, I hate this.
I was like, oh, it's going to be light. It's going to be a chill topic today. So as the hair fell out of the decomposing scalp, Tansler fashioned a wig from Elena's hair as it fell out during decomposition, which, God, I would kill anybody trying to do this to me because it does not look good. Tansler filled the corpse's abdominal and chest cavity with rags to keep the original form, dressed Elena's remains in stockings, jewelry, and gloves, and kept the body in his bed. Tansler also used copious amounts of perfume, disinfectants, and preserving agents to mask the odor and forestall the effects of the corpse's decomposition.
Jesus. Okay, Is this the guy, you're probably going to get to it, but is this the guy who made, like, the roll of paper and stuck it up her hoo-ha so that he could have sex with her?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. But that's way far, far, far later.
Sweet Lord. Okay.
We're having fun. This is fun.
This is the one story that fucking creeps me out every time I hear it. So
really? Well, yeah, it's really fucking twisted, man. So in October of 1940, rumors began circulating that Tanzer was sleeping with the body of Elena. It is suggested that he was caught dancing with her corpse in front of an open window. Now, that's creepy. That, like, to me, that's where I was like, oh, that's where it's too much. Word got around to Elena's sister, Florinda, and she confronted Tanzler at his home where the body was then discovered.
Oh, she found it?
According to the articles I read, like, she went there and then realized that's where her body was.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, imagine your sibling. Oh, my God. How did she not kill him? Florinda notified the authorities, and Tanzler was arrested and detained. Hercules is... I don't know if you can hear him. So, yeah, they snatch him up. A psychiatric examination was done on Tanzler, and he was found mentally competent to stand trial on the charge of... quote, wantonly and maliciously destroying a grave and removing a body without authorization. Excuse me. So, that's what they arrested him for. Some reports contradict his mental competency, as they state that his ultimate plans involved flying Elena, and this is a quote from the article, high into the stratosphere so that radiation from outer space could penetrate her tissues and restore life to her somnolent form.
What the fuck? Your face.
Maybe that explains the plane.
Oh shit.
Ew. Yeah, I didn't think about that until recently.
Ew.
You're just gonna fly around with a body, I guess. I don't know who did the psychiatric examination, but... I have some questions for them. But what's crazier about all of this is, of course, the media was all over the case, and there was much excitement built around it. I mean, of course, it's crazy, crazy story. But the public was generally sympathetic to Tanzler, and he was viewed as an eccentric romantic.
Ugh.
I know, disgusting. There's nothing eccentric or, I mean, definitely, maybe not. No, definitely nothing romantic about any of this.
If I die, and God forbid Matt does this, and the article starts saying eccentric romantic, can you go to whoever published it and slap the fuck out of them, please?
Yeah. I'll be there to say no. This is wrong. God. Tanzler was held to answer on the charge, but the case was dropped as the statute of limitations for the crime had expired. Like, what the fuck? Y'all had one job. But sadly, the body of Elena was not put to rest right away. Her body was examined by multiple physicians and pathologists and put on public display at the Dean Lopez funeral home, where it was viewed by as many as 6,800 people.
I would haunt every single fucking person who went to go look at me. Just saying.
Yeah, and I went to Wikipedia because I'm like, okay, surely this will tell me somewhere how they got the body. You know, like, this funeral home just jumped in and was like, I'll take this.
Yeah, and wouldn't her family have something to say about, like, do they have no rights with their body? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that is a big question I had too. But there is a big book on this, but of course I didn't read it because that would have taken me like 2 years.
Sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. But definitely brings in questions of who has rights here, because she certainly didn't have any rights. Elena's body was eventually put to rest at an unmarked grave in the Key West Cemetery. It was unmarked and in a secret location to prevent potential tampering.
That's good.
So we think.
God damn it.
In 1994, Tansler moved to Pasco County, Florida, close to where he left his former wife and children. And it is rumored that his wife, Doris, helped to support Tansler in his later years.
Oh, crazy. Hell no.
I know. I've been like, sorry about you.
Fuck no.
But he did not leave his obsession with Elena behind in Key West. He used a death mask to create a lifestyle effigy, which is like a sculpture of a person who is deceased, and lived with it until his death at the age of 75. In 1952, Tansler's body was discovered on the floor of his home 3 weeks after death. Some say he was found in the arms of Elena's effigy upon discovery, but the obituary states he had died on the floor behind one of his organs. I feel like that's something rich people, only like rich people have, a big organ. Tom Spicewood, who researched and wrote about Carl Tansler, expressed the idea that the body of Elena was switched prior to her final burial, and that Tansler actually died with Elena's real body after all.
Can you imagine how horrifying it would be to, like, go find this man dead on the floor, and he's just holding, like...
Jesus. Yeah. But I did have this in writing, but I can scratch it. I asked, are you surprised I have not brought up evidence of necrophilia yet? But no, you brought that up earlier. But the reason I saved this till the end is because evidence of necrophilia was not presented in the trial. Like, there was no contemporary evidence on it.
Oh.
Research, most notably by authors Harrison and Swicegood, was revealed... of evidence that Tansler's necrophilia with Elena's corpse was there. So two physicians, Dr. Deepu and Dr. Foraker, who attended the 1940, I know, what great names. They're probably fake. I can picture them walking in with fake mustaches. Like, here, we are the physicians.
Jeez, what a name.
It's really two kids, like, stacked on each other, little rascal style. But they attended the 1940 autopsy of Elena's remains, and they recalled in 1972 that a vaginal tube had been inserted in the vaginal area of the corpse that allowed for intercourse.
God,
so, yeah, you were right. What did you say? Paper? Or
yeah, like a paper tube or something? Like.
Yeah, either way, it was like, yeah, like a makeshift tube, makeshift vagina.
That's fucked up.
I know. Ooh.
And that can't feel good.
Apparently to him, it did.
Jesus.
Others contend that since no evidence of necrophilia was presented at the 1940 preliminary hearing, and because the physician's, quote, proof surfaced in 1972, over 30 years after this case had been dismissed, the necrophilia allegation is questionable. While no existing contemporary photographs of the autopsy or photographs taken at the public display show a tube, the necrophilia claim was repeated by the HBO autopsy program in 1999.
That's interesting.
So, I told you I was going to get some necrophilia or a story squeezed in somehow, and this was it.
There's a will, there's a way.
There's always a sick person out there doing the things that we dread.
Ugh. Well, thank you for the nightmares.
Yeah, and if you... Well, never mind.
Yeah, be careful with that question.
It was really hard. Like, I wouldn't say hard, but like doing this story and, of course, the infamous picture of her body and what it looked like after.
Yeah.
Is it was just plastered everywhere. Yes. And that is a face that can haunt your dreams. Like, homeboy didn't get the eye, like, couldn't get the eyebrows right. Like,
you couldn't get anything right. Like, because there's
at least the eyebrows. Like, don't.
Because they're side by side of, like, her alive and, like, the picture of what her body looked like after. Like, I just can't even imagine you're her family. Like, you're her mother, you're her father, and you just see the newspaper and you just see her. Like that.
Oh, that's
like,
horrifying. Yeah.
That's like, fucked up.
Like, it looks like a bad piñata, honestly.
Like, papier-mâché almost.
Papier-mâché, for sure. Man, this guy was sick.
Yeah, he was. She was very beautiful when she was alive, though.
Oh, yeah, no, she was. I guess beautiful enough for someone to be, someone to say, damn, I'm going to stuff her body. Like, literally, oh my God.
Did you see?
I'm glad I'm not that pretty.
Shut up. Did you see the picture of Carl in his fucking high-waisted shorts?
Let me see. Oh, yeah,
What a fucking
Key West is a strange place. Actually, no, I didn't see the whole body picture. I see it right here, but it's cut off. Yeah, Key West, that place is... There's a lot going on there, and there's a few stories that I would like to talk about from there.
Yeah, I've heard of some Key West stories for sure.
Yeah, it's somewhere I would like to visit just for the spooks.
Look, someone recreated like a little doll...
What is... Oh, yeah, that's at... That is in Key West. The Ripley's, Believe It or Not.
Oh, is this in the Ripley's?
Uh-huh. I believe so, according to Wikipedia.
Interesting. I feel like he's not the only person who's done this, though. Isn't there someone else who's done this?
Probably. I don't know.
I could have sworn there was another story like this. But I hope there's not, because fuck that.
Man. Nothing surprises me anymore.
No.
There's one thing this podcast has done is drop my expectations of humanity. Whatever expectations I had left, just on the floor.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see. So there's like a little grainy photo. Is this supposed to be her? Like without her?
Isn't that at the Ripley's or what? What is that?
I don't know. It's just on one of those like sketchy sites that's probably going to give me a virus. Because there's one of them plopping in an eye or removing an eye.
Let me see.
I kind of do hate how, like, all the pictures, though, like, when you look them up, it's him with her. Like, they always link them together, you know?
Oh, like, if you Google her?
Yeah, then it's, like, his pictures, right? Like, pasted right next to it, you know?
Yeah, well, I guess that's what, I mean, unfortunately, that's what she's known for.
Yeah.
But I also read in one of these articles that she was actually married.
Oh, really?
And then her husband had left her and went to Miami. But at the time of her death, she was still married, like legally married.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Sorry to be the yard.
But, you know, homeboy did not give a shit.
Apparently not. Most don't, honestly.
Yeah. He did whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see a picture of her, of the effigy. And the death mask. Which I don't know how he was able to get, because he fucked up her face so much.
Yeah. Ugh. They're just creepy photos.
Oh, yeah, these are crazy. But anyways, yeah, that's my story.
Thank you for the nightmare. Every time I forget the story, something brings it back.
That's what I'm here for.
Thanks. Now you're going to give everyone else nightmares, and you'll post those wonderful photos for everyone to freak out over.
That's what they came here for.
That is true. Oh, man.
So crazy. I mean, do you... God, I have something stuck in my throat. I would ask for any mortuary updates, but, I mean...
I'm in speech right now.
Yeah, there's not... I know there's not a lot going on with your school.
No. I'm trying to think. Yeah, no, I don't have any mortuary stuff right now.
We learned some mortuary stuff today, I believe. Like, how long bodies take to decompose. That was one.
Oh, a little bit, yeah. Yeah, there was a couple bit, in there. Yeah.
It was sprinkled around.
Sprinkle. But hopefully, let me see. I think we probably won't have another mortuary update till like fall, honestly. Yeah, I think it won't be till fall. Maybe I'll read up and come at you guys with some facts, but...
Yeah, we can try to look some things up just to keep things going, I guess.
Yeah.
It's getting really dark outside.
Is it gonna rain?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Ooh. I need to go get groceries soon.
Uh-oh.
My curbside order.
Well, we will wrap this up then so you can go get your... It tastes like meat. I actually prefer that to their meat, so...
Interesting. Yeah. I'll have to check that out then.
Yeah. Well, all right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in for this nightmare-filled episode.
Yes, let us know what you think. Let us know your thoughts, your reactions. Hit us up on Twitter. Excited.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. You can find us on all our socials at
BOOZ Podcast.
And our website is boozepodcast.com. Spelled the same way.
Yes. You know where to find us.
Yep. Oh, and you can also email us at boozepodcast@gmail.com. So, we hope to hear from you guys. Email. Yeah, we have to check our email. I haven't checked our email in like 2 weeks.
I know. It's been a while.
Yep.
Anyways.
All right, guys.
I'm going to cut that out to make it seem like we check our email right. all the time. You are heard here.
All right, guys. Well, we'll catch you next time. Stay boozy.
Bye. Yes. Have a good week. Bye.